This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. A couple of things to keep in mind as we're talking this morning. One, of course, is the website for Klaus Financial. It is a fantastic website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about Klaus Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, whether you're an individual planning for retirement, maybe you're a small business owner or a medium or even a large business owner, some opportunities there to help your employees plan for retirement. You can learn all of that online at klausfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email that comes in your inbox. I've been signed up for it for a couple of years. It's literally once a week. It's got a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast, which is really cool because we all know on mornings, a lot of us dropping the kids off at school, maybe running into the Starbucks, maybe you missed part of the show, maybe you were lucky enough to get out of town for a week or two and want to get caught up. You can, of course, get all that information with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can subscribe right at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joining us this week, C.J. Klaus and Melissa Wenger from Klaus Financial. How you two doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you. Melissa, how are you this morning?
Great. Thanks, Sean.
Great to talk with both of you. And we've got, as always, fantastic conversation ahead. And, of course, a fantastic opportunity. A little bit later in the show, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Walgreens, which is a store I could spend all day in. I love going to Walgreens. So, great opportunity there. Who knows? Maybe I'll try. No, I can't win. But you can win a prize by listening closely, and we'll tell you how we can help you do that coming up a little bit later in the program. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, one of the things we've been doing is looking back at the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only going over the question, but going over the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well as this week's answer, or last week's answer?
Yeah, thanks, John. And thanks for everybody who were listening last week and calling in, as well as congratulations to our winner, Marcio from Middleton. Last week's question was, what is the personal savings rate for Americans in 2018 expected to be around? And the answer for last week's question was that the personal savings rate for Americans, again, this is in 2018, was expected to be around 3.72%.
Translated to not enough.
That's right.
Exactly.
So great information there. And again, if you missed last week's show, you can always get to klausfinancial.com and you can listen to the podcast right there. And again, we'll do a new Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up this week in the program. Just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. So obviously, you guys work with people when it comes to retirement planning. But there's also, you know, we talked about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, which was savings. And that is an important thing that you guys work with people on as well, is helping people get a handle on both debt and savings at the same time.
Yes, I'm excited for our discussion today. You know, there's a little bit of snow out on the ground. We have an office down in northern Illinois in the Loves Park, Illinois area, and they got quite a bit of snow here recently. And I see, you know, after Thanksgiving, everybody has their lights ready to go. It's been incredible to see, like, overnight how many lights went up for Christmas. And so we're into the holiday season, right? We're deep into the holiday season. And it is in this vein that we want to start talking about spending and saving and debt, mainly because this is where people overspend, and this is where people's credit cards get, you know, racked up, and where they end up in stress over the course of the next 6 months. And so, yes, we're going to talk, we talked last week about saving, we're going to now talk this week about debt and its impact on your life and what our suggestions would be as it pertains to debt. Now, I'm going to tell you, we are not the only ones that speak about this topic. As a matter of fact, probably the king of who speaks about this topic is Dave Ramsey. And if you really want to know how we feel about it, you can basically just either read his book or listen to his show. We align almost identically with Dave Ramsey in terms of how we would approach debt. But let's go through a little bit of this today. So before we even get started, I'm going to tell you the takeaway from the show is that baby boomers and everyone else listening should make retiring debt-free and even mortgage-free their top priority. Let me repeat that. Everyone listening should make retiring debt-free and even mortgage-free a top priority. Now, I know there's people listening out there that go, no, CJ, no, my mortgage is at 3 and my investments are at 7. We fundamentally disagree with that. And if you want to come in and talk to me about it, I can. I get the math, right? I do math all day long. I get that if I'm getting 6 or 7 on my investments and my mortgage is 3, why would I ever pay off my mortgage? But if that logic were true, then every person that is mortgage-free right now should go refinance their home, get a home equity loan, and give it to me. Right? And yet nobody does that.
Yeah.
By the way, when I say it in reverse, mm-hmm. immediately people identify that's wrong.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, why? Wait a minute. I thought it was just math. It's never just math. It's behavior. It's cash flow. It's risk. There's a lot that goes into debt beyond just the math of it. So be careful if your financial advisor is saying, don't worry about it. Give your money to me and I'll make it grow faster. We think that is a huge no-no, especially as it pertains to our niche, which is getting prepared for retirement. So a few weeks ago on our show, we talked about the amount of debt the retiring demographic had between 65 and 74. And that answer is about 66,000. Again, average American between 65 and 74 is about 66,000 of total household debt. Now that includes things like mortgages, student loans, car loans, credit cards, and other debts. And in the wake of the Great Recession of 2008, that number actually came down. But since then, it has steadily been rebounding. This is actually fascinating. It's somewhat counterintuitive. People would say, oh, in 2008, 2009, as the Great Recession was occurring, people must have racked up more debt, right? And actually, it's the opposite. When risk enters the market and people's lives, they tend to stop their poor behaviors. Mm. And they actually save more and pay down debt. It is when the market is doing well, they're making good incomes, they're stable and their job is doing well, that they explode their debt. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but actually, American debt hit a new high as of last year. And that new high is $13 trillion.
Ooh, that's a couple of bucks.
And when I say new high from the high that it was in 2007 before the correction of 2008. So we just want to kind of, this is a shot across the bow for all Americans, including myself and Melissa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What happened the last time we hit a new high? Well, not too far thereafter, we had a great recession with a correction in the market, and really a lot of people got hurt through that. So be super careful.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger with Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website, a lot of great information about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial appointment at Kloss Financial. That's complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637 at Kloss Financial. So as we talk then about eliminating debt, how should somebody proceed? I think a lot of us, you mentioned, well, when economic times are doing good, we say, I deserve a vacation or I deserve this.
Right.
But we still ultimately don't like it. I guess the question then becomes, how do we eliminate that debt that we may have regretted, I think we all regret, that we regretted racking up.
Yeah, totally. So I also don't want to sound as though we're these people who think you should just save, 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 and never spend a penny and never enjoy your life. That's certainly not the theme for today. It is rather to be responsible. I mean, I hate to say it, but be an adult, mm-hmm. right? Adults plan, children do not. So be an adult, plan. Don't be the one who sits around and comes into my office and says, oh, I would have done well this year if it weren't for those darn emergencies. Well, come on. That's what emergency funds are for, mm-hmm. right? And so we are really methodical in saying we want you to live freely with your finances. We want you to give freely with your finances. But in order to do so, you have to build a stable foundation. It's kind of like the home, right? Hey, I want to have this big, beautiful home. Well, did you put down cement blocks? Well, no. I put it on some 2x4s and just called it a day. Well, when the storm comes, that house is going to get blown over. So a few steps. Number one, have an emergency fund. Number two, say no to co-signing of loans with family members. Just say no. Don't do it. Number three, set up a plan. So you can listen to Dave Ramsey on this. He actually goes through a bunch of different baby steps. In terms of elimination of debt, you want to snowball your debt. And then pay down debt versus saving for retirement. So anything besides your mortgage, you really need to hone in on eliminating before you get really aggressive about retirement savings. We commonly will have people come into our office and say, look, CJ, I'm saving into my 401k. I'm listening to you. And I go, yeah, but you've got a credit card at 20%. That you can't do that. So pay down your debt, all of your debt, besides the mortgage. That mortgage would be your lowest interest and tax deductible, before you get really aggressive about saving for retirement. And then finally, make it your goal to be debt-free before you ever retire.
You know, we were having a conversation before the show. Do you think a lot of times people who give some of this advice don't always practice what they're preaching? I had commented, if you want to tell the story, you definitely can.
No, you can. That's fine.
So, you know, with the roads being slick, I peeked out the window to make sure CJ got in okay, and I see CJ getting out of his car. It's a nice car. You drive a very modest car. And I said, CJ, you drive a very modest car for such a high-profile guy. And you said, darn right, I paid it with cash. And I thought, there's a guy who practices what he preaches.
I just can't stand art. Listen, I'm gonna rag on our industry for a moment. I love the financial advising industry. I love what we do. I love how we get to help people. It is truly fulfilling what we're able to do with families. And yet, there's people in our industry that I look at them and I go, so you tell your clients to have emergency reserves and to live financially responsible and whatnot, and you're driving an $80,000 car that, you know, 60 of it is debt, yeah. Right? Like, what are we doing? So for me personally, I try to practice what I preach. Now, I do think my car looks okay, though.
That's what I say. It's a nice car, but you think, okay, CJ Claus, he's got, you know, come rolling in. I was telling you, I've done radio shows at other stations with people in similar driving Maseratis and some other cars, and I'm always like, boy, I got in the wrong business.
So, I drive a Honda Accord, yes, for those who are wondering. Yes. It's a very practical car.
It is the perfect family car, that is for sure. Talking with CJ Claus as well as Melissa Wenger of Claus Financial, the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of fantastic information on the website. You can learn about the separate divisions at Claus Financial. They can help you, as well as if you're a small business owner, got some employees, some other great opportunities there. Again, just get to the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637 for Claus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa and CJ. Take your calls as well as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by Melissa Wenger and CJ Claus this morning of Claus Financial. Don't forget about the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Phone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637 for Claus Financial. Don't forget as well, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Walgreens. Again, the telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. And your first appointment, that is complimentary. As I like to talk about a little bit, kind of that kick of the tires appointment, get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. Not going to cost you anything. Again, their number, 442-5637. And our number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking debt this morning. And as we're kind of hearing about the importance of eliminating debt, I think one of the things that people look to, because I've got this pile of money, why don't I just borrow from that big pile of money and pay off my debt? And then, of course, you look at interest rates. This is something I would assume, you guys, it's probably not a good idea, is it?
No, so we actually get that question often. Mm-hmm. Because it is. If you think about it, everybody thinks that, oh, this is a low-cost loan. It would be a great idea. As a general rule of thumb, we do not support that. It may seem like a good idea because, of course, like you said, you've got this large pile of money you've accumulated. The 401ks say that it's a good low-cost loan, but it can actually lead to a bigger problem, especially should you get laid off from your employer. So when you take a loan against your 401k, if you get laid off, that loan that you took typically has to be paid back off within 60 days of leaving your employer. Well, most of the time when we're in a stage of borrowing and debt, we're typically under 59 and a half. So in that specific situation, if you're under 59 and a half, you get laid off and you have to pay that loan back right away, you're actually going to be charged a 10% penalty on that amount. And then, of course, it's added to your income bracket on top of that. So it's considered like a taxable income in a way. So your income bracket could go up quite a bit by the amount of that 401k loan that you did. So it can actually snowball into a bigger issue by doing it that way. A better idea, really, and not a favorable one that people really love, but really the right way to do it, is if you've got some debt left before retirement, is just to work a little bit longer with that focus of once the debt is eliminated, then you can retire, especially if it's non-mortgage debt. If you're living on a fixed income, such as like your Social Security or a specific pension, and then you've also got servicing debt out there, that's just, you're setting yourself up for a disaster. Anything can happen, especially if you don't have an emergency fund sitting there as well. That can lead to a bigger problem. When you're working, you can work those extra overtime hours or get in some bonuses to pay off stuff. But when you're not working anymore, you don't have that flexibility. Another big concern that you need to make sure you're paying attention to is paying the debt on time. Being late, especially on something like a credit card, not only can that, you know, one late payment, 30-day late payment on a credit card can drop your score significantly, but then you've got late fees. If it pushes you over the limit, then you've got an over-the-limit fee. Now you're snowballing into a bigger issue that can really hurt your credit in the long run as well as financially cripple you. Default rates on credit cards are through the roof.
Really good tips there, Melissa. Talking with Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment with Kloss. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will also talk, as we mentioned, a little bit about interest rates. It's an important factor in this conversation when it comes to debt. We'll check in with Melissa and CJ and get their advice on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Got CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger this morning from Kloss Financial. Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial with CJ Kloss. Again, our telephone number here at the station. Got time if you got to squeeze in a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The important number to keep in mind right now is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. Talking this morning about debt, and one of the things that was kind of brought up in that last segment had to do with rising interest rates, and that is definitely something that people with debt, you've got to keep an eye on that stuff. It's an important number. It's an important percentage, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, the interest rate directly correlates with how much more you're paying for an item than what the actual price was. So it's very important to keep that in mind. Our primary debt is typically a home loan. Today, according to bankrate.com, a 30-year mortgage rate is around 5.10%, whereas a 15-year mortgage rate is about 4.47%. So you can see that's significantly increased in the last year. 5.10% is a fairly higher rate than we've seen in the last probably 2 years or better. Credit card rates, one of the big reasons we are not advocates for credit cards is the average credit card rate coming into the second quarter of 2018. The new offers are now 19.05%. That is huge, huge rate, according to WalletHub's credit card landscape report. Whereas any of the existing average accounts, the rates for the existing accounts out there is actually 13.08%. That's a 6% increase this year with the rate. So that, again, large increase on the credit cards. Auto loans, depending on the terms, we know now that some of the terms can get ridiculously long. You definitely want to keep loan terms as short as you can. But a five-year new auto loan rate is right around 4.95%. Again, that has definitely been an increase over the last year or two.
Sorry, I didn't want to.
No, I was just going to say quickly. So Dave Ramsey has this really great quote that I just wanted to throw in here as we're talking about rising interest rates and debt. And I love it. And I hope it can be insightful for some people. So Dave Ramsey says, poor people ask how much per month. Rich people ask how much. So let me repeat that. Poor people ask, how much does this item cost per month? Rich people ask, how much does that item cost? Because you see, poor people, they just want to maximize their cash flow. They don't care what the interest rate is. They don't care if it's building wealth or not. They just want to, maximize their lifestyle with their cash flow. Whereas rich people want to maximize their ability to grow wealth. And they know that if they're paying interest, that means they're not paying themselves. And so at the end of the day, Dave Ramsey takes a really extreme approach to this, which is he says, don't even care about your credit report, right? Because you only need a credit report if you're taking on credit. We may not be quite that extreme, but my comment would still be he's on to something there, which is everybody talks about interest rates and credit reports and on and on and on. And really, that's the conversation of the poor. That's the conversation of the poor. The conversation of the rich is, how are you maximizing what you're saving for yourself, your future generation, and your kids? So don't become prey to all of these high interest rates we're talking about. Do your best to be diligent in eliminating that debt before retirement.
Great advice from you guys, as always, at Kloss Financial. CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment. That one is complimentary. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Walgreens. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to Bankrate.com, what rate percentage is a 30-year mortgage rate currently at? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card at Walgreens. Again, telephone number 442-5637. Of course, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment. CJ, Melissa, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. And, of course, Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.